Wow, you look good today. Cool, thanks for those of you who are smiling at me. I always like a good smile. It always just makes it feel just so much better up here when the smile is there. Elise, can you just stand up for a second? Sorry to embarrass you. Can you just turn around? Look at this smile. Isn't this an amazing smile? Wow. So how are you guys? Yeah? Cool. You guys over here good? Yeah? Yeah? Okay, some murmuring of goodness over there. How about in the middle? Oh, a little bit more volume. How about this side? Oh, definitely the winning side. Definitely the winning side. You can get a free coffee at the end of this. Wow. Well, in a second, I'm going to invite some people up here and we're just going to see what happens. But I just got back from Germany and I just wanted to give you a quick, just a little tiny quick update. I drove the fastest I've ever driven before, which was just amazing. It was over 250 kilometers an hour. And that's just cruising. That was just cruising. I felt so good being stuck. The feeling of being stuck behind slow drivers who are driving only 160 kilometers an hour just felt awesome. And I was in the car with my friend and I was saying, man, these guys are driving so slow, they should pull over. And literally they were driving between 160 and 180. And that to me just felt awesome. And then when they pulled over, we could actually start driving at a more decent pace. And I looked down at the speedo and it was maxed out on the car. So I think the car was 260. And that was just so good. You can drive as fast as you want in Germany. Anyway, that was probably my most enjoyable experience over there. But now Germany, just an amazing country. It was my first time in Europe. And it was just so cool. God touched lots of people. Lots of people got healed. Lots of miracles happened. Lots of people got blasted. It was awesome. I was in Berlin, and then I was also in a place called Duisburg. Duisburg was the most bombed area in World War II. It was an awesome time. One of the cool testimonies was in Berlin. The worship team was practicing. The worship team was practicing, and at the end of the, I was teaching two schools in Berlin, and at the end of one of the days at the school, my friend showed me this email, and in the email it was a guy that had emailed their ministry and said, and this was the email, I was driving past this morning when the worship team was practicing. I was driving past this morning, and you had left the windows of the building open, and I could hear the sound coming from outside of the building. And I something hit me so strong I could barely drive anymore. So I had to stop, and I started to I just started to worship Jesus, and it was from a depth that I haven't experienced in years and years and years. I'm a Christian, but I haven't been to church for a long time. And I've kind of strayed a little bit away from the Lord, but this is the most profound encounter with God I've had in as long as I can remember. And I needed to find out who was in this building, so I found out your website through looking up the address. Do you do any other meetings? Because I just need to come and be a part of this community. I just think that's cool, eh? When the presence of God has been hosted in a way that people are just minding their own business, driving past or walking past, and they're getting ambushed by the presence. That was one of my favorite testimonies. So thank you, Jesus. So more, Lord. More, I pray that people, when they're walking past this street, we'll experience the same thing more. Actually, we've had it happen a number of times already, but Lord, may it continue to happen. May people just feel the overflow of the Spirit of God flowing out of this building, but also out of your life. Imagine when it gets to the point where every person in this room, we're just minding our own business, walking down the street, and people we walk past are having those kind of encounters. That's the goal. Yeah, that's the goal. So just put your hand on your heart. and say, "More, Lord." You know, it's not for the church pastors. It's for the business owners. It's for the bus drivers. It's for the sheep herders. It's for the optometrists. It's for the stay-at-home mums and dads. It's for the kids in the primary schools or even the kindergartens. This is most definitely not for the full-time church people. This is for the full-time church people, which is you. And so just say, "More, Lord." Amen. I love that testimony, Connor. And, you know, that's an example of the Holy Spirit just flowing out of your life and the Holy Spirit blessing what you're doing. That's just one. God's ways are multifaceted. And I just love the ways He moves. It's just awesome. If you own a business, you should just expect the same sort of thing to happen to you. Because, of course, the stories of Jesus are the spirit of prophecy, right? Someone should get definitely excited about that. In light of that, I wanted to invite Angela to come up. And, come on up. Angela just shared a story with me this morning and something she had on her heart for this morning. And I just thought, well, that is a seriously cool story. And given that the stories of Jesus are the spirit of prophecy, we most definitely must have you share that story and then see what happens.
Tēnā tātou katoa. E te taha ki tōku whaia, ko Ngāti Kōrero tōku hapū, ko Ngā Pui tōku iwi. E te taha ki tōku matua, ko Ngai Tukairangi tōku hapū, ko Ngai Te Rangi tōku iwi. Translation, that is on my mum's side, Ngā Pui, and on my dad's side, Ngai Te Rangi. And I'm remembering who I am. Thank you, Sean. So last year, during the worship, I received spontaneous healing in my back, and nobody had prayed for me. I didn't ask God to heal me, but I had 5 years of arthritic stiffness and pain in my back just leave like that. I felt it leave during the worship, and that was last year. And so this morning I woke up and I said to God, "I know that you can heal spontaneously, and I'm believing that you're going to heal my shoulder spontaneously." And then I was in the shower and I was owning my pepeha, which is declaring who I am in Māori, and I felt extreme pain in my shoulder leave. And so I received spontaneous healing this morning again.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty awesome. I don't know if anyone else wants to receive spontaneous healing this morning. But if you're in need of spontaneous healing this morning, I recommend that you just stand up. Which is a way of saying do something different to what you're doing right now, which is sitting down. Stand up into something new. Today, August is your month of breakthrough. I heard that somewhere this morning. August is your month of breakthrough, and your breakthrough starts now. And so Angela's going to pray, and I just believe that many of you here are going to be healed. But what I want you to do right now is I want you to just put your hand on the body part that needs the healing. And if you're around one of these people standing up, you can just come and join in and become part of the ministry team. Some of you are like patting down your whole body. Just pick the part that hurts the most and just start there. And we're just going to believe God for some spontaneous miracles to happen this morning. And I want you just to be aware of your pain right now. I want you to think about how much that sucks. And then I want you to slowly just transition your attention to Jesus. And I just want you to think about how awesome He is. Just think about how awesome He is. And just know that His desire is to heal you this morning. And now Angela's going to pray.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus, that you are here with us. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Jesus, that you're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You're the name above all names. You're the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning and the end. And at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. And I thank you, Jesus, that you have given me breakthrough this morning, Lord. I thank you for healing and restoration physically, emotionally, and spiritually, Lord. I thank you that you are breaking off generational curses that are represented in this room, and I command them to go in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you for your healing in the body, Lord, and I just command sickness to go in the name of Jesus. You have no place in these bodies. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go. Ka puta atu mai. You must come out in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Lord, thank you that you are love and love never fails. And I'm asking you, Lord, to pour out your aroha, pour out your love here right now, Lord, and touch people's hearts and bring healing in their hearts, Lord, just as you have shown me your love, Lord. I just pray that people would receive a revelation of your love deep in their hearts, Lord, deep in their wairua, you would touch them with your love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that your love is above all things and love never fails. Thank you for your love in this room. Come Wairua Tapu. Come Wairua Tapu and touch people with your love. Healing in the hearts, Lord. Healing in the soul. Healing in the mind, Lord. Thank you for breakthrough. Breakthrough. Just break off chains in the name of Jesus. Break chains off people's minds in the name of Jesus. Break chains off their wairua, off their spirit in the name of Jesus. Break chains off their body in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you, Jesus, all the glory. All the glory to you, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. We love you. We adore you. We lift you up. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. We just thank you that you're pouring out your love from heaven. Thank you that your love was so great, Jesus, that you went to the cross and died for each one that's here today, Lord. For each one, if there was only one, you'd still go and die on the cross for them, Jesus. Thank you for your blood that gives us power and authority over all sickness. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Yeah, we thank you for breaking every curse in Jesus' name. All right, I want you just to check out your body. Just check yourself out. Just try to do something you couldn't do before. Just see if you're healed. Just have a look. Just try it out. Try it out. Try it out. Just have a little wiggle. Have a little wiggle. I just want to see how everyone's doing. I want to see who just received a healing or a improvement. Just give it a wiggle. If you haven't given it a wiggle, give it a wiggle. Definitely give it a wiggle. Go on, give it a wiggle. Okay, now just let me know if you've noticed a big improvement or a total healing. We've got someone over here, right? What's going on, Vonnie? Wow! So, how far could you turn it before? Wow. And how long? That's amazing. How does that feel? That's so good. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Come on. That is good chicken. Thank you, Lord. Okay, who else? Who else notices a good improvement? You couldn't do that before? Come on! Yes! By the way, those of you who don't know, this is Linda and this is Andy's mum. So it's awesome to have you in the house today. So cool. Who else? Who else? Just give us a wave if you notice an improvement. I know there's more of you. Don't be shy. I won't embarrass you. Yeah, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Yeah? your sore throat, and now it's feeling smooth. Bam! I hate sore throats. So does Jesus. That's so good. Wow. Okay, does anyone else want to? I know there's more of you, but, you know, does anyone else want to share? Yes. Yeah.
And so what I've done, and I've done it before, and it was really bad the first time. What I've done is I've measured Jesus' blood on my feet. Wow. So this morning, I done the same exact thing, and it was gone. Wow.
That's so awesome. Thank you, Lord. Well, we'll have some more chance to pray for you who those of you who maybe are still feeling pain this morning, we'll go after that a little bit more at the end. But I wanted to share something that was on my heart. And it's in light of what's coming up over the next few days. Next week, we have Prophetic 1 and Prophetic 2. Prophetic 1 is they're two separate workshops, by the way. You don't have to do both days. You can do one day or the other day. Prophetic 1 is a prophetic foundations workshop that's on Friday coming up with all the speakers who Renee mentioned before. And then Prophetic 2 is Saturday, which is more, the vision of Prophetic 2 is more training and equipping in some specific ways that God speaks and how to develop in some of those ways. And so it's going to be really, really worth coming, especially if you're part of this church and you want to be involved in any way at all in the prophetic culture of this church, it's a really good idea for you to do this course. So I want to encourage you, if you're not registered, please do that. It's going to be super awesome. And you heard an Andrew Zimmerman story this morning, but honestly, like I could tell you, oh man, there's so many stories from everyone that's on there, but Andrew and Ricky, you just want to be around those guys. They're like so awesome. Last time I talked to Andrew, he was like, I was like, how are you? He said, oh, so good, man. And he starts crying because that's just what he does. So good. Oh, so good, man. So good, man. And I said, well, what happened? What's going on? He said, man, God is so good. I just went to this, I got a massage yesterday, man. And I was there and God gave me this, the definition of, he gave me the person's name and then what their name meant in Chinese. And so I said it to her and she said, man, no one's ever done that to me before. And she started crying and I think she received Jesus. And that's just the last time I talked to Andrew. So just awesome, cool guy. Come to the prophetic thing. But I want to talk about, aligning your life with God's voice. Aligning your life with God's voice. And I want to talk about living in the prophetic. Not living in the prophetic gift, not really so much being able to prophesy, but it will include that, but living in the prophetic destiny that is assigned to your life. I want to share something that I believe is one of the core foundational principles to doing that. I believe that many people are living actually outside of their prophetic destiny. They're living off track. They're living below the mark of their lives. But God is inviting a generation right now to come back into alignment with what God says about them. And with what God is trying to say through them. And so I want to share some stuff around that. And what I want to share is actually something that has been become one of the most foundational principles of my life. And it's something that I've put into practice. And because of that, I have received an immense amount of breakthrough from applying the principle that I'm about to share with you this morning. And it doesn't matter what you do for a job. It doesn't matter who you are. This is for you. So don't count yourself out. Don't think this is just for Matt. It's not. It's for you. This is for you. In fact, if you have a mouth, this is for you. Unless there's someone here that doesn't have a mouth. And if you don't have a mouth, God has a mouth for you. And God can give you a new mouth. But if you have a mouth, this is for you. And you have a mouth for a reason. I want to talk about words. Jeremiah 23:29 was mentioned in the prayer meeting this morning by Dione, and I want to share it. It says, is my word not like a fire and like a hammer that breaks the rock in two? Like the word of God, I'm not so much talking about the Bible, although the Bible contains some of the word of God. I'm talking about what God says. What God says is powerful. It's like a fire and it's like a hammer that breaks the rock in two. It breaks the rock in two that you can't break in two on your own strength. It's the thing that comes, it comes at when you apply the word that God is speaking to you to the wall in front of you, it breaks open in a way that it wouldn't if you didn't apply the word. This is a huge, August is your month of breakthrough, and I'm about to give you a hammer that will be your hammer of breakthrough for your month of breakthrough. Okay, so let me just go through a few little things and then I want to get into something specific. So Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Pretty awesome, pretty straightforward. You have the power of life and death, and it's inside your mouth. The way you choose to speak will either empower death or it will empower life. So do you want to live in life or do you want to live in death? That's really the question. And if you want to live in life, you need to know that the power of life is in your tongue, which is pretty awesome. And those who love it will eat its fruit. In fact, it also could be said, you will eat the fruit of your tongue no matter what way you use your tongue. It will either be bad fruit or it'll be good fruit. It'll be bad fruit, it'll be good fruit. And what the scripture is saying there is really, if you use your tongue for death, your trees won't bear fruit. And when you go to look for the fruit, it won't be there. But if you use your tongue for life, your trees will bear fruit. And when you go to get the fruit, it will be there. Do you want life or death? And you're not a victim, you're powerful. And you have a powerful voice and you have a powerful tongue. And you have power in your tongue to either sow life or sow death. This is just an amazing principle. And if that's all I said this morning, it would be worth saying. You've come into a good morning this morning just at that alone. And this doesn't matter. This principle applies to every human on the planet, whether you're even a Christian or not. It's just a principle that is a principle. Our words are creative by nature. I just think this is fascinating. I don't know about you, but in my the way I was brought up, I was led to believe through, I don't even know how, but I came to the conclusion subconsciously that the primary purpose of words is to communicate information. I mean, that's just in my sort of secular atheistic upbringing, that's what I came to the conclusion of. I hadn't realized the power of my words. I just thought, well, words are a tool to communicate information. And so if I want someone to understand some information, then words are one of the best ways I can do that. And if I give them information, they can then give me information and we can exchange information. And that was kind of the role, the primary function of words in my mind as I was growing up. I didn't realize that. But subconsciously, that's what it was. And I didn't see them any more powerful than that. I just saw them as, hey, you know, if I want to say something, I say it. And if I want to hear something, I hear it. And that's some good information exchange. I don't know if anyone else has ever can relate to that or has thought that, or if you search your heart, maybe even you still think that. But that's what I used to think, is that words were to convey information. But I've learned that words are not just to convey information. In fact, the first time words were ever used, which defines the purpose of words from there on in, according to the law of first mention, was a word was spoken and creation came into existence. Wow. Words create. Words are creative by nature. Words take things out of the invisible. They actually take things out of the unseen. They take things out of the spirit, out of the unmanifested world, and your words are one of the ways that you take from that invisible realm and you manifest that world into the visible world. Your words create. Your words aren't just information, they're substance. What you speak actually has substance to it. It actually is a thing. It's not a nothing, it's a thing. When you speak, the thing you're speaking about is being released in a substance. So if you're speaking death, 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 or things associated to death, or maybe you're like, you can feel a little tickle in the back of your throat and you say, man, I'm coming down with a cold. Here I am. I'm getting sick. Oh, my whole family's going to get sick. I'm going to get sick. And then my kids are going to get sick. And here it comes, man. You can't get through winter without getting sick. I suppose that's just how it is. What's going on there? Now, you're just innocently saying that because you're just trying to observe what you feel is going on. But here's what's happening. A substance is being released. An actual physical thing, a tangible physical thing is being released around you that is empowering something that will achieve the thing you're talking about. Your words create life or death. This is pretty amazing. This is a pretty amazing principle. Our words create our world. The words you speak today will determine the world you live in tomorrow. And the thoughts you think today will determine the words you speak today. Out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. It's interesting. You can tell where a person's at by what's coming out of their mouth. And it can be really difficult sometimes to be feeling an internal reality that's sometimes maybe negative. You can be feeling like, man, I feel bad. And the temptation is, I feel bad and now I speak bad. But if you feel bad and then you speak bad, you empower bad, which makes you badder. And then you speak badder and then you empower more bad. It can be really difficult to feel. Here's a strategy. I feel bad. I'm going to choose to retract my insides by what I say. I feel bad. I'm not going to ignore the negative things that are going on in my life. I'm not going to sweep them under the rug because some people do that. And honestly, that is an absolute something that just won't work. But I feel bad. I'm going to say this. Hey, I'm not feeling so good right now. Maybe that comes out of my mouth. That's okay. But here's what I'm going to say next. But man, my day is going to get better. My day is getting better. And August is my month of breakthrough because the PowerPoint at church said it. August is my month of breakthrough. Renee prophesied it over me and I received that prophecy and I'm taking that prophecy and I'm going to war with that prophecy and I'm saying this prophecy is for me and I don't feel good right now, but my days are only getting brighter. I can see the dawn and you start to prophesy out. Now that doesn't feel comfortable if you're feeling like, I feel everything's bad and it sucks and life is not good right now. Of course you don't want to say that and maybe you feel like you're not being authentic by saying that, but you're actually being as authentic as you could be because you get to choose what you agree with. You get to choose your words and the words you speak today will determine the world you live in tomorrow. Man, if that's not a sobering thing to hear on a Sunday morning, I don't know what is. But for me, like honestly, this has been one of the biggest challenges and also one of the biggest points of strength is to realize this and to acknowledge this and to stand in a place where like, okay, I can take responsibility for some of the negative things that are going on in my life right now because I actually chose to speak negatively back then. And I'm powerful to change it by changing the way I speak now. Because my words create my world. And out of the abundance of my heart, the mouth speaks. And one of the ways to retrack your heart and to retrack your mind, which heart and mind in Hebrew are pretty much is the same. If you want to retrack that, one of the ways you can retrack it is by changing your words because your words have substance. And if you speak enough good words, there's enough substance there that as you breathe the air of that substance, literally is what happens, you're breathing in a life that actually begins to heal your heart. So one of the greatest healing things is speaking what you want to be eating. What do you want in the air that you're breathing? We're all about health right now, and I love that. I love that we're talking, like so much of the conversation in the world right now is just in Germany, and so much of it over there is the same, is how can we change our habits to become more healthy as humans? How can we eat more healthy food? How can we live more healthy lifestyles? How can we exercise better? How can we actually look after ourselves better and look after the planet better? And I love that. I love that conversation and I love that that's the way the world is going. But this is one of the ingredients for that conversation is this. What kind of air do you want to breathe? Do you want to breathe air with death laced into it? Or do you want to breathe air that has healing laced into it, that when you breathe it, it actually heals your heart? And I'm not just saying this in a metaphorical kind of way. I'm saying this actually physically real. Words have substance. They are not just information. They create something. Our words are actually one of the primary places where, and to me this is a fascinating thought, I'm going to try and articulate as best I can. It's a little bit of a raw thought, but it's a really cool thought. And so it's kind of for free, I'm just throwing it in there. But our words are one of the, doorways fascinate me. I watched it was kind of a lame movie, but it was an interesting movie on the plane. And because it was 30 hours in a plane, you know, so you end up watching a few movies. And there was a submarine movie, and they were going in and out of, like they would dive underwater and they would come up. And when they came up, they would undo the trap door and they would come up into the world and then they would come back in. And I thought, interesting, like it's like this doorway between two realms. Doors are like a passing point between two realms. And words, your mouth is like that. Your mouth is like a doorway between two worlds. There's a spiritual, unfelt, unmanifested, untangibilized, invisible world out there. And everything that is visible came from something invisible. Everything that we enjoy, every physical thing that we get to live with now is actually something that came out of the invisible by the power of a word. The chair that you're sitting on, it actually came out of the invisible. Someone pulled it out of the invisible. Some inventor invented this chair, and to do that, they pulled it out of the invisible into the visible. Everything that you experience in the physical right now came from the invisible. And your words, your mouth is a gateway between those two worlds, and your words, they indicate to you what you are drawing out of the invisible and making manifest in the visible. That's just fascinating. It's like you're watching, the spiritual realm. It's like someone's pulled the plug, and it's your mouth, and the water of that world is whatever the spiritual atmosphere is around you that you're releasing is actually pouring in. It's like that world is pouring into this world. It's a thing that we get to watch. You get to watch your words. It's amazing. I know someone needs to think about that some more, because that is an amazing thing. Also, so your words are powerful. Everyone say, my words are powerful. My words are powerful. Cool. Okay, awesome. Now, the other thing is true is this. God's words are powerful. God's words are powerful. And when you align your words with God's words, they become exponentially powerful. They take on the power of God himself. Okay, so Luke 1:37 says this: when God speaks, or nothing is impossible for God is what it says, but what it could be translated as is this: when God speaks, the thing that he has spoken about is no longer impossible. When God speaks, the thing that he has spoken is no longer impossible. It's a story of Mary. It's a story of like this immaculate conception. It's a story of Mary getting pregnant without doing the thing that is needed in order to normally get pregnant. And she is given a child and she's like, well, it's impossible. How is this going to happen? It's impossible. And the angel says, with God, nothing is impossible, which literally means if God says it, it's now possible. And if you can become aware of what God is saying over your life, and what God is saying in your season, and you can take your language and your words and you can intentionally wrap them around the essence of what God is saying, then you go from having powerful words to having the power of God on your words. Yeah. And that is a big jump. That is a hammer that breaks the rock in two. That is things that are normally impossible become impossible. That is massive breakthrough, and that is a way for you to live in the slipstream of the power of God. Is two things. You need to first of all know that your words are powerful, and you need to also realize what is God saying. And if I can realize what is God saying and I can wrap that around, then you are an unstoppable force of the power of God flowing in the world. And that is really what the life of Jesus looked like. When we see the life of Jesus, we see that life. We see a life, we see a person who was walking in a way where he took his language, he took his word, and he took his life, and he wrapped it around what the Father was saying, and he said this, I only say what the Father is saying. I only do what the Father is doing. In other words, when you see me living, I am just doing what I see. I have wrapped my life. I've wrapped my language. I've wrapped what you hear coming out of my mouth. My words to you, they are spirit and they are life. They're not just information. I have captured the essence of the Father's heart for my life and for this world, and I have wrapped my language around the power of his heart and the power of his love. And when I speak, his heart is not just, it's not information. His heart is being manifested. It's the words are carrying the tangible substance of the reality of the Father's heart. So that when people get around the atmosphere that you've created around your life, they begin to experience the Father's love because the substance of his love is around you because of the words that you've spoken, because you've decided to wrap your words and your language around the power of, around the promises of God. This is pretty awesome. So, your words are powerful. God is speaking. Now, this is the next question. This is the next. So we've got through those two things. The third thing is this. How do I know what God's saying? How do I know what, how do I live in a revelation space where no matter what I'm doing, I'm living with God's heart, with God's words, with God's promises revealed to me? How do I take the promises of God from a mystery to a revelation? In a revealed space? How do I actually see what God's doing? How do I become? Like, what's a tool? What's a way that I can actually become aware of what God is doing and saying? Because that's at least the question I ask. Because if I can discover that, then and I can apply that to my life in an intentional way, then I can begin to live in a space where what God is saying is doing and doing is consistently in front of my eyes and revealed to me. Now I have more of an opportunity to wrap my language around what he's saying and live a more powerful life. So God's words are powerful. Your words are powerful. God is speaking. The question is, what is he saying? Now, I say all that. That's my introduction. Now, but the main body of my message is shorter than my introduction, so don't worry. But I want to share something that a gift of the Spirit that I believe God has given us in order to live in this way. And it's like, it's a key, I use this word intentionally. It's a key, it's out of the gifts of the Spirit, it is the key to the gifts of the Spirit. As if the other gifts weren't keys, they were other tools, but this gift is the key that unlocks the other tools. And I want to talk about it. It hardly ever gets talked about. I don't think I've talked about it here at this church before and since we began. I don't know if I've heard a sermon on it that's been given to this subject, but I want to talk about it because I woke up this morning and I was trying to think of something else to say and I couldn't. This is the only thing I could think of. It was just shouting on the inside of me. You just talk about this because this is a key. And it's this, it's the gift of tongues. I want to talk just for a moment about the gift of tongues. And I want to share some revelation around the gift of tongues. And then we're going to pray and just see what happens. But we can turn to 1 Corinthians 14. Now, it's always been one of the most mysterious gifts to me. It's been one of the strangest ones. When I first received the gift of tongues, I remember going, abba-baba, abba-baba-baba, abba-baba-baba. And I remember thinking, that just sounds stupid, like abba-baba, abba-baba. What is that? Can't there be more words than abba-baba? And this feels just so, it doesn't feel real. I was like questioning, God, is this the gift of tongues? I was feeling the Holy Spirit, so I was feeling there's something about this, but what is this? And I said, God, could you show me if this is the gift of tongues? And I opened my mouth, and I don't know what dialect it was, but it sounded like I was speaking fluent Chinese for like an hour, and I ended up on the floor of my bedroom and just laughing because my voice, it just sounded so funny to me. I was speaking like Chinese, and it was like I was preaching a Chinese sermon, and I had no idea what I was saying, but I could feel the substance of what was coming out of me. And the substance was so powerful that I couldn't stand up anymore, and it was actually shaping me, and it was amazing. I've got lots and lots of stories of the just beautiful stories of the gift of tongues. I remember walking in Vietnam one day, and I had a 15-minute conversation with a guy in tongues and speaking Vietnamese, and he was speaking to me in Vietnamese. I don't know what I was saying, but we had a conversation, and it was just a full-blown, actual, sentence-by-sentence, real-life conversation. He was a complete stranger, and we walked, and he was, like, just getting super blessed. And honestly, I had no idea what I was saying, but he knew what I was saying, and it was awesome. I remember another lady, I was prophesying over them. No, I wasn't. I didn't know I was prophesying over them, actually. But what happened, there was this Māori lady at a camp one year, and I started to just pray in tongues over her. And she stopped me about 5 minutes in, which is 5 minutes is a long time to pray in tongues over someone who's just sort of there, just waiting for you to say something that makes sense. Although what I didn't know is that I was speaking fluent Te Reo Māori, and I had described a night dream that she had a few weeks ago that she was wondering about, and I had interpreted the dream and then prophesied a promise over her in fluent Te Reo Māori. This is just a fun gift. It's just a fun gift. But I'm just sharing a few little highlight stories. But honestly, 1 Corinthians 14. Let me just share a few things. Now, this is Paul talking to the Corinthian church saying, guys, you speak in tongues so much in your public meetings that you don't actually do anything that makes sense. So you should actually prophesy more and speak in tongues less. Now, this is a letter that he's writing to a particular church that has a problem with actually maybe some structure in their services, and maybe they literally would just get up and all of them would just speak in tongues and then they'll go home. And it was just chaos. And so you have to understand, we don't really need to hear the, Paul's correction. We don't have the same problem. Like, we probably need to hear more like speaking tongues more instead of speaking tongues less. So when you read this, just know that Matt knows what Paul is actually saying here, but I want to share some of the things that Paul shares in the light of this conversation that he's having with the Corinthian church that about the gift of tongues. So here we go. They're just fascinating to me. In verse 2, it says, "But to God, he is speaking intimate mysteries in the Spirit." Or some versions say, when we speak in tongues, we speak forth the mysteries of God. In other words, we're speaking out words about things that have not yet been revealed. We're speaking the words from the Spirit of God that have not yet been revealed to us. But what are words? They're not information, they're substance. Which means that those mysteries, those things that haven't yet been revealed from God, are being spoken out of us into the atmosphere around us, which means that now they're around us, which means what is the kind of air that you want to breathe? Imagine if you could just live in a space where everywhere you walked, you were inside the revealed mysteries of God everywhere you were. And when you spoke to someone and you brought that atmosphere around that person, the mysteries of God around that person, and the mysteries of God's heart for that person. In other words, the unrevealed things from the Father towards that person are now revealed to you because you're living in a space where the mysteries of God are now in the substantial atmosphere around you. And when you speak, your words have the opportunity to now line up with a mystery that was a mystery, but that's now a revelation. That's pretty awesome. So that alone is enough to probably hopefully encourage you to speak in tongues more. And then in verse 3 it says, "But when someone prophesies, he speaks to encourage people, to build them up, and to bring them comfort. The one who speaks in tongues advances his own spiritual progress." Yeah. Or some versions say, when we speak in tongues, we build ourselves up in the Spirit. Yeah. You know, David, I reminded that story where David is, everyone that David is leading turns on him and wants to kill him. And the Bible says, so David strengthened himself in the Lord. And you've got to know how to strengthen yourself in the Lord, because you are going to go through stuff. You're going to both make mistakes, and other people are going to make mistakes to you that are going to affect you. And you're going to go through things and challenges and tests where you begin to feel like, oh man, God, where are you? What's going on? Who am I? You're going to be asking the Lion King question, you know? You're going to be going through these things, and you're going to be going through tough times, and there are going to be moments where you need to strengthen yourself in the Lord. This is one of the tools for strengthening yourself in the Lord. He who speaks in tongues advances his own spiritual progress, or builds himself up in the Spirit or from the Spirit. If you're feeling discouraged, one of the great antidotes from heaven for discouragement is tongues. If you're feeling like, man, I just feel negative about everything, I'm having a bad day, you should just go and pray in tongues for an hour. Because there's something about that, and it might not feel real to you for the first half an hour, but as you persist and as you continue, something starts to come out of you and come around you that shapes and shifts and changes the way you feel and the way you were experiencing life. Because you're literally building yourself up with the life of God flowing out of you. Oh, it's really good stuff. Well, the one who prophesies builds up the church. Okay, so prophecy is good. Come to the prophetic 1 and 2. We want to build up the church, and we also want to know how to build ourselves up. Tongues, build yourself up. Prophecy, build the church up. But if you build yourself up enough, by default, you will end up with something to give to the church to build the church up. And I believe that tongues actually precedes a gift of prophecy in many occasions, because when you speak out those mysteries, they come around you, then the natural conclusion is you end up with something to actually give, prophetically wise, to the community that you're a part of. Because tongues is a way of building an atmosphere of revelation around you, an atmosphere of the revealed nature, purpose, and plan of God around you, where you can see what you couldn't see otherwise. Ah, so good. And then Paul says, I would be delighted if you all spoke in tongues. So, I mean, just Paul is in the great cloud of witnesses. It would bring him delight if we all spoke in tongues. And verse 14, it says this, for I am praying in a tongue, my spirit is engaged in prayer, but I have no clear understanding of what has been said. So here's what I've concluded. I will pray in the spirit, but I will also pray with my mind engaged. And then in verse 18, he says, I give thanks to God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. I read that verse. I give thanks to God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. I read that one verse and I thought, well, it's now my goal. I'm now in a competition with every human on the planet. I don't know how healthy it is. I don't know if it's the right motivation, but my goal is to pray in tongues more than any person on the planet, which I'm not achieving that yet. I haven't won the race yet, but I challenge you to beat me. I challenge you to speak in tongues more than me. Okay. Bam. Challenge. Released. You accept it if you want. But he says, when I speak in tongues, I'm something's come out of my spirit, but I don't understand it. Now, I caught something in this that I just want to give to you as a way of just saying, hey, here's something for you to explore as you speak in tongues more. This next bit has been one of the most amazing revelations that has changed my whole life. Most of the core messages, in fact, all of the core messages, I think, that I preach today are as a result of this. All of the core revelation that I've received is actually because of this. It is, I'm not exaggerating that. What I saw, okay, Paul is speaking in tongues, shaka rababa sandadada babaka. And you can speak in tongues and you can do the dishes, you can just carry on. You can be unintentional with your mind and just speak in tongues, which I love doing that. But if you take a moment and as you're speaking in tongues, you at the same time engage your mind prayerfully. In other words, you put your English language or whatever language you speak, you put that into motion and you start to, your spirit is praying in tongues and your mind is forming, articulating prayers at the same time. Now, it takes a little bit of intentionality to do that, but it's beautiful. Maybe you're singing in tongues, but your mind is singing, is articulating English words or whatever country you're from, words at the same time. In the beginning, what I noticed is that they would be somewhat like, it would feel like a little bit incongruent. The two would feel incongruent with one another at the beginning. Like they were, my mind would be making a prayer and it would feel a bit clunky. But then as I just persisted with it, what I realized happens is this. Your thoughts lock into alignment with the flow of the spirit language that's coming out of you, which is what the Holy Spirit is saying out of the depth of you. Your mind, these are the words that you make up with your own, on your own. You get to think what you want to think and you get to say what you want to say. When you speak in tongues, you're speaking what God is saying. God is forming a language on the inside of you and he's speaking through you, which gives you the benefit, it gives you the fruit of what he's saying. This is so cool because if it was just God, if God just kept his own words and his own self, then he would just enjoy his own fruit. But he's put his language, he's put his spirit in you and he said that if you will allow the Holy Spirit will actually talk through you and you will reap the benefit of the fruit of the words of the Spirit. This is awesome. But this is even more powerful than that is this. If you combine your words with his words and you allow your thoughts to come into alignment with what he's saying, I notice that as you do that for long enough, the words in your mind come, they lock into alignment with the Spirit and you start thinking the thoughts of God. You start thinking the revelation of God. Your language starts to be formed by the Spirit and you start to talk differently, you start to think differently, you start to see differently, you start to experience differently. Everything starts to change and it's not a random thing, but it's something you can begin to articulate, which means now I've got something to build up the church. Now I've got something to build up the people around me. It's not just something that, man, I just feel so blessed and I just wish this blessing would get out of me onto them, but you don't know how to do that. This is a way where you can take that feeling of, man, I've been so blessed, man. I feel so alive in the Spirit. And as you pray in tongues and let your mind come into alignment, it brings you into a space of wisdom and revelation where you can take that and actually give it to the people around you. Like I love, Mike and I did this mural the other day and it was so fun. You know, I love art. And I love doing these murals and it's just so much fun. What do I want to say? What do I want a mural to say? Well, if I could speak in tongues and then think in my mind about what to paint, if I do that for long enough, then my imagery comes into alignment with what the Spirit of God is forming on the inside of me through his own language. And it becomes 10 times, 100 times, a million times more powerful. If I'm thinking of a business idea, you don't have to think of that business idea on your own or even just in the presence of God, because it's different to just think in the presence of God. That is different to actually actively having God speak from within you. That's pretty awesome. So I apologize if this is at all boring for you. But it's how could it be? So could I get the worship team up? You guys just did amazing this morning, by the way. So good. Well, your words make your world. You are living in the world that your words made. Here's what I want. I want to live in a world that his words make. And I want to learn how to partner with his words to make my world. And one of the keys to that is the gift of tongues. It's the gift of tongues. And so here's what we're going to do, just with some, just a little bit of background music, is if you just want to, if you just want to go after this, if you feel like, man, yeah, I want to apply this. I actually want to, yep, this rings true to me. I want this. I want to live in a greater dimension of revelation. I want to beat Matt and the Apostle Paul. You know, I want to speak in tongues more than everyone else. If you are just like, man, I want to live in that kind of revelation. And in fact, my language hasn't been so amazing maybe, but I actually want to, I want there to be a shift. I want there to be a shift in my language, and I want the Holy Spirit's help for that. Sometimes it's hard to shift your language on your own, but the Holy Spirit's here to help you. And your language determines a lot. And so if that's you, I just want you to stand up and we're just going to do something. Oh, that's fine. Yeah. Awesome. If you just want to experience more of God's thoughts, if you want to see more of God, if you want to experience more of God, then I encourage you to stand up, because it would be a good idea for you to do that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Now we're gonna do something, and I'm just trusting that we're not feeling like spectators this morning. I'm trusting that you're keen to participate in something this morning. That's what I'm trusting. I'm trusting that we've got to the end of the message. You've done so well to hear me out for so long. And I'm trusting that you're ready to participate in something that you want. Because I think this is something that you need to participate with if you want it. And so what we're going to do is we're just going to start to pray in tongues. We're just going to start to pray in tongues. If you don't have the gift of tongues and you want the gift of tongues, I just want you to put your hand on your heart, and I just want you to just start to let, I just want you to start to thank God out loud. It can be quiet. It doesn't need to be loud out loud, but I just want to encourage you just to let thankfulness be on your lips. Let thankful words, thankful prayers come out of your mouth. And we're just going to believe that as you do that, that actually God will give you the gift of tongues. And so we're just going to pray in tongues just for a little bit. And we might even go into James. We might even go into singing in tongues for a little bit. And then in a moment, we're going to do shift gears. But Shamara Makasizi, Sobo Romo Momo Kosezi Ribiki, Samaramane Mama Mayeki Atomoro Moro, Katisizi Ribibi, Sizi Ribaba Mama Marana Mama Mama Maka. Serana mama mama maka sezeririna mama mama ka shomolo romo robo bobo ke tenene mama romare me be 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 ke sezerene mama.